All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of The Commute. Sorry, I'm a little bit stuffed up today. Me and Clint are heading to work. Well, kind of. We're stuck in traffic, so.
We're on the interstate doing 2 miles an hour. He turned his flashers off.
Yeah, so 2 miles an hour to get to work, so it gives us some time to talk about gaming a little. So,
By the way, the reason we're doing 2 miles an hour on the interstate is apparently there's a vehicle fire up here, which we haven't come to yet. So
Clint's anxious. He wants to try to video it with his phone. So
why not?
Yeah, we'll see.
And I'll post the photos on the Facebook page.
How we got stuck on the way to work. So yeah, it's always fun. First, all the snow. And then tomorrow, it's going to be negative 60 in our area. So
the wind chill. Yep.
Yeah.
No fun.
We'll have to do a sub-zero podcast.
Yeah, we should do a sub-zero
podcast from the wilderness of Iowa.
Actually, we might do that tonight, depending on the temperature.
Yeah, wilderness of Iowa, though. Get it. Why is it colder here than Alaska? That's just not cool.
No, it's cold.
So may as well be in Alaska and enjoy the view. Right now, I'm just looking at the back of a box truck.
True.
So, I don't even know what kind of box truck. Just, it's there.
I think it's one of the Vendy ones.
Yeah.
I kind of got a glimpse of it before.
It does look like one of those short Vendy
cars. What we got here. It is... Nope, not a Vendy, just a box truck. Oh, he's got two big semis in front of him.
Oh, wow. This line goes on for ways.
Yeah.
Does so I guess that gives us a chance to talk about what you were saying earlier there.
Oh, yeah, the Kill Team Arena stuff.
Yeah, that is coming out, I guess. I'm not sure. I read an article the other day, so I'm not sure when it comes out, but I think the pre-orders are open for that.
Have you seen a price tag yet?
No, I have seen no price tag.
Either. So.
But I'm betting it's going to either be, if it comes with figures.
No, it's going to be just basically the map, the little door thing, and the rule book.
So it's probably going to be the $50 box.
Maybe. I don't remember what Commander's was, but it's probably in that price range. So, yeah, probably about $50.
If it's a hardboard, like map, then, yeah, it's probably going to be $1 or $150, I guess. It depends on. We'll have to see. I don't know. I honestly haven't seen a price tag on it. It does look kind of fun, though, the way it's set up. It looks like it's going to be pretty close quarters fighting.
Yeah.
But your idea was, go ahead, tell them your idea, what you were talking about.
Well, we've got that big train from the main box set, and then you can get expanded pieces for that. So I wanted to make a multi-floored arena that is open enough we can stick our hands in there and move our miniatures, but has like 2 to 3 tiers on it, you know, floors. So you still got room for a sniper up on the one shooting down, and then you've got I think it comes with the arena. It's just going to come with, like, barrels and some crates. Otherwise, you can get barrels and crates and whatnot. Plus, I've got all those little bits of debris, so.
Yeah, it looks like it comes with some sort of kind of like doors or obstacles. Yep. But it would be like you're in an enclosed arena. So, just kind of almost reminds you of, like, if you were going to play laser tag, but.
Kind of, yeah.
But in a battle sense, so you're not coming out of the arena. So, but yeah, a couple of stories, like fighting in an old factory you were talking about.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool. Deal.
Still works with about any army, so.
There's all the police cars I'm starting to see up on the right.
Getting there then. We're not even over Highway 30 yet.
Boy, this is just a slow.
Yeah, it is.
Drive.
You just are basically idling, just giving it enough gas to get the car to move, and that's it.
That's okay. So, yeah, that would be an interesting concept. And me and Clint like to make our own terrain, too, so.
Yeah, we should be able to draft up some crates and whatnots that would be quite useful.
Yeah. So, I do have good news tonight. When I get off of work, there will be a couple of videos that we did here over the last two nights that are going to go up on YouTube. I just wanted to try to get some thumbnails made and a few little things done for it, but there should be a couple of them up there today, although it'd be later today because we don't get off until 7, so
yeah.
probably not going to be till about 9 o'clock by the time I get them straightened out to upload. So that'll be cool. Get that going. And then, whoops, Clint's got his camera out.
Yeah. So. Yeah, we made 20 miles per hour. Woohoo! Still don't see nothing yet.
But. Yeah, but you're stopping now.
Yeah.
You did 20 miles an hour for about an eighth of a mile. Now you're stopping.
Now we're going to stop. That figures. Oh, well. Tis what it is. I won't get to see what's coming up anyway, so all I can do is let the camera record it and look at the video later.
Yeah, we're in the left-hand lane, so nobody's in the right lane. That's all left for emergency vehicles. Yep.
And people entering the on-ramp here, which they're basically rushing to get on, only to have to stop.
Yeah.
Transmission's not loving this.
Well, it's because it wants to go.
Yeah. It is stop, go, stop, go, stop, go.
But anyways, that would be a good idea. So you could do multi-level, tiered type, close quarter battles. That would be good.
And it should go fast, ideally. I'm assuming Arena is going to be designed to go quick.
Well, Kill Team is quicker than Warhammer. And
definitely. Yeah. Although none of our games have been less than a few hours, but that's just because
we're still learning. But you can tell once you figure out what you're doing exactly, it's just going to go turn to turn to turn to turn.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fairly quick game because, you know, ideally that's what you want anyway, something you can do in 30, 40 minutes or less than an hour. In my opinion, if you could do it an hour, you know, sometimes pretty easy to come up with. A half an hour is a lot easier.
Yeah.
But the days for all of us to have 4 and 5 hours where we can sit down and game, that's just, man, when you're poor, it's pretty hard to do that because of work and everything else. And so trying to find a slot of time that much is a lot. And now there will be people who are saying, oh, you can't do that, but they'll sit down and watch a 2-hour movie.
Yeah.
And or then, you know,
2-hour gameplay session.
Yeah, so, but they'll say they can't sit down for 30 minutes. Or they'll sit on the video games. I know my boys did. You know, one day I went back there and asked them, are you guys okay? You've been in here like 12, 13 hours. So, you know, you can find the time, I guess. It's just for me and Clint due to our work schedule and all the other things we have to do when we get home from work.
I think it's our accident.
Oh, there you go. There's a fire truck.
Yep.
An unmarked police car.
Looks just like an
SUV with a regular license plate. Yep.
Which, and by the way, that used to be a Scion.
That was a Toyota Scion. That is no longer. It is
cooked.
Yeah, it's done.
The whole looks like an engine fire.
So hopefully everybody who is in it's okay. It looks like it was just the engine that caught on fire.
Yeah, cold will surprisingly mess with vehicles crazy.
Oh, yeah.
You can easily overheat negative numbers.
Well, that's the thing. People think because it's cold that you've got to worry about other stuff. That's not true. It could get so cold, you could burn your skin. So cold actually does burn things in its own way. And that'll be the... As gamers, that's why we wear gloves. We're concerned about our fingers, man. You got to be able to play the games. The little dice. You can't have... Can't afford to get frostbite, you know, to be honest with you, but it'll be interesting tomorrow. Approximately 55 to 60 below. That's below zero. For some of you who may be in a warmer climate, that's below zero.
Yeah.
And that's
two above right now, according to the car.
Yeah. So. It's got to be, it probably feels like it's below because it's pretty cold.
We're going to be out in the wind now.
Yeah.
So, plus side, and this kind of now, this nice whiteout that we're just about to go into, kind of reminds me, it would be cool to do some Team Yankee or even Flames of War in a winter setting. Because, I mean, they've got the rules for the snow effect, especially on the troops.
Oh, and I have that snow-based basing, I guess. It's a pre-made basing. It looks like snow.
Yeah.
I bought to try because trying to make effects on the bases around your figures, you can do. I just wanted to try. This was pre-made, and I put it on a sample base the other night, actually. And it looks It looks like snow. Yeah.
Nice.
So you base it with a little bit of like snow paint. It's already white. So, yeah, I think you could do a lot with it, and it would be a time saver. So, well, that little traffic jam didn't last too terribly long.
No, not too bad.
So, although it is going to probably put us to work about a minute or two late.
Yeah, well.
So, yeehaw.
It is what it is.
But anyways, I think the multi-level fighting would be good. Good idea.
Yeah. And then we could even use the night fight rules for that. That would be kind of cool, too.
Yeah.
Because that will hinder your sniper a little bit. Not that your sniper needs any more hindrances.
My poor sniper doesn't need any hindrances. If you guys have seen how it's played, he's literally been worthless. Granted, I'm the one rolling the dice, but I can't seem to get anything done with him. It's just pretty much a fail. He's just there on the field. He doesn't do... either can't hit anything, or if he does, he can't do any damage. 9 times out of 10, it's not hitting anything. So, although, in all fairness, I don't know every single aspect of what you can bring to the battlefield with that particular character, that model, so I don't know.
Because we weren't using the specializations or anything.
Yeah, we were just doing the plain version of it. So,
thinking with him, you have to at least use his specialization, because it does let you reroll ones.
Well, see, that would be helpful.
Yeah.
To re-roll stuff. So, well, we're going to let you guys go. We're finally pulling up to work. And check out the YouTube video tonight. It'll be there. At least 2 of them, I believe. And I was wanting to do, like, an intro video, but we just haven't been able to get everybody together to do that.
Yeah.
So, I guess we'll bypass that for now and work on trying to get some better cameras. We only have one webcam, so... been looking at trying to get a few other different cameras, but we're pulling up now. So any last words, Clint? Well, wait, that sounds terrible. Any last words, Clint?
Yeah,
before we go into
it,
seem appropriate. This is the end of your freedom.
Let's see about maybe doing another podcast when we leave tonight, depending on the temp
and
the wind.
We might do that again tonight. We'll see. It's gonna be cold, so
probably won't get to pass a cool accident. Although I'm sure the owner didn't think was that cool.
Yeah, as long as nobody was hurt, then that's okay. I hate to see people get hurt. So, all right, you guys, we will catch up with you later.
Stay warm.
Have a good day.
If you're in the cold climate.
Yeah, and if you're in a warm climate, then enjoy it for us. How's that?
Think warm thoughts for us.
Yeah, please. All right, we'll see you guys later. Bye.